Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026, at 18:58 Israel time, 15:58 UTC. Trump closer to resuming Iran war as IDF raids beyond Latani and Kuwait foils IRGC infiltration, May 12th, 15:58 UTC, 18:58 Israel evening edition. Bottom line up front, the tempo is accelerating on multiple fronts. President Trump is reportedly closer to resuming major combat operations against Iran than at any point in recent weeks, frustrated by stalled ceasefire talks and Tehran's continued uranium enrichment. He rejected Iran's latest response as, quote, totally unacceptable, and said the truce is on massive life support. In Lebanon, the IDF completed a week-long special operation north of the Latani River, destroying tunnels, weapons depots, and over 100 targets. Hezbollah responded with another round of drone and glider attacks on Israeli forces. And in a development that expands the conflict's geography, Kuwait announced it had foiled an armed IRGC infiltration team on Boubian Island, arresting four operatives. The Knesset, meanwhile, passed a law establishing a special tribunal with death penalty powers for October 7 detainees, and the US ambassador confirmed that Israel sent Iron Dome batteries to the UAE. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the Pentagon disclosed that the war has cost nearly $29 billion, with Maven AI consuming 20 billion tokens per day to support 13,000 airstrikes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced bipartisan scrutiny in Congress over the mounting costs and the administration's $1.45 trillion defense budget request. A senior Iranian lawmaker warned that 90% uranium enrichment could be on the table if Iran comes under renewed attack, and that Parliament will formally examine the proposal. Hormuz shipping remains at 2% of pre-war baseline, averaging 0.6 tankers per day. The IEA chief warned the world faces its biggest ever energy crisis, with Qatar LNG vessels going dark for security reasons. Iran and Oman held talks on shipping safety in the Strait. On the cyber and messaging front, thousands of Israelis received Hebrew language text messages urging them to contact Iranian embassies to, quote, build your future. Israel's cyber directorate warned against engaging with them. Australia imposed new sanctions on Iranian officials over human rights violations, and the US sanctioned firms in Hong Kong, the UAE, and Oman over involvement in Iranian oil networks. Iran's foreign minister will attend the BRICS summit in India, and the Norwegian deputy foreign minister visited Tehran for talks. Pakistan confirmed the temporary presence of Iranian aircraft at Nur Khan base. Domestically, Iran entered its 74th day of internet shutdown, and the Social Security Tourism Holding reported losses of 344 billion tomans during the 40-day war. In Lebanon, beyond the Latani operation, Hezbollah launched multiple loitering drone and glider attacks on Israeli forces today. The group claimed strikes on a Merkava tank near Kirbit al-Manara, an Israeli force inside a house in al-Bayada twice, and a gathering of soldiers near Nakura port with a swarm of attack drones in two waves. The IDF confirmed several explosive drones were launched at troops in southern Lebanon. No injuries were reported. The Air Force intercepted several drones over operational areas. Hezbollah also fired a surface-to-air missile at an Israeli drone. The launch failed, and the IAF struck a suspect fleeing the launch site on a motorcycle. Hezbollah fired several rockets at Israeli troops overnight. The rockets struck open areas without causing injuries. The IDF struck approximately 45 Hezbollah targets in the past day, including command centres, surveillance posts, staging grounds, and about 10 weapon depots. An Israeli airstrike on a house in Kfar Dinin killed several people, including three women, according to Al-Manar. Lebanese civil defence members Ahmed Noura and Hussein Jaber were killed in an airstrike on Kfar Tebnet. Hezbollah Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem vowed to turn the battlefield, quote, into hell for Israel and rejected any talks on resistance arms. An IDF commander was censured for allowing soldiers into Bint Jabeel to say Kaddish for fallen loved ones, an unauthorized entry into a combat zone. And The Guardian reported on Hezbollah's use of $300 3D printed fiber optic FPV drones that cannot be jammed, which is challenging Israeli forces. Israel plans to establish a Haredi manned suicide drone factory to counter the threat. Moving to Gaza, IDF troops operating in the north identified five terrorists carrying out suspicious activity and one monitoring troops posing an imminent threat. In the south, troops identified three terrorists who crossed the yellow line and approach forces. In all incidents, the IAF and ground troops struck, eliminating four of the terrorists. On the legislative front, the Knesset approved a bill establishing a special military tribunal for Hamas terrorists who participated in the October 7 attack, with authority to impose the death penalty. The measure passed 93-0 with support from coalition and opposition lawmakers. Hamas condemned the law as a, quote, dangerous escalation and a new crime. UN agencies warned that tens of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza with life-changing injuries lack access to treatment and rehabilitation. A New York Times column alleging widespread rape of Palestinian inmates was rejected by Israel as a blood libel. And Al Jazeera released a documentary covering the 2025 Global Sumud Flotilla mission to break the Gaza siege. In the West Bank, UN agencies warned that Israeli military operations and settler attacks are killing and maiming a growing number of Palestinian children, with at least one child killed per week on average. Israeli forces bulldozed Palestinian lands in Al-Rasha village, southeast Qalqilia. On the multilateral track, the European Union extended its recommendation against flying to Israel. Trump and Xi Jinping appear intent on keeping deep differences over the Iran war from overshadowing their upcoming summit in Beijing. The US ambassador to Israel confirmed the Iron Dome deployment to the UAE, adding he is, quote, very optimistic additional countries will join the Abraham Accords. Pope Leo XIV awarded the Vatican's highest honorary diplomatic medal to Iran's ambassador to the Holy See. And in the UK, Prime Minister Keir Starmer lost his first government member and faces pressure to step down, but doubled down on his resolve to stay in office. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of escalation is accelerating across multiple fronts compared to the prior week. Trump's shift from rejecting ceasefire terms to seriously considering a return to major combat marks a qualitative change in US posture. Simultaneously, the IDF's week-long raid beyond the Litani signals a deeper, more sustained ground campaign in Lebanon. The Kuwait infiltration attempt, while foiled, introduces a new IRGC operational theater. The protagonist set is broadening. The US and Israel remain central, but Kuwait's direct confrontation with IRGC operatives and the UAE's receipt of Iron Dome batteries indicate a wider Gulf state alignment against Iran. Hezbollah's continued drone and glider attacks, despite the IDF's deep raid, show no sign of operational degradation, suggesting the group is absorbing losses while maintaining offensive capacity. On the information environment, the US and Israel are jointly framing the situation as one where military pressure is the only viable path to compel Iranian concessions, with Trump's claim of 100% confidence in Iran surrendering enriched uranium serving as a public justification for abandoning diplomacy. This narrative is winning in Western and Israeli media. Iran and Hezbollah counterframe the conflict as resistance against US-Israeli aggression, but this framing is largely confined to propaganda outlets. A significant gap exists between the US claim of imminent Iranian capitulation and the evidence of Iran's continued enrichment threats and Hezbollah's undiminished attacks, suggesting the US narrative may be overstating its leverage. And the synthesis. The convergence of Trump's renewed combat consideration, the IDF's deep Litton raid, and the Kuwait infiltration attempt reveals a deliberate US-Israeli strategy to escalate across multiple domains simultaneously in order to fracture Iranian attention and force a cascading collapse of its deterrence. This is an attempt to impose a multi-front dilemma on Tehran, stretching its military and intelligence assets from Lebanon to the Gulf. The Kuwait operation in particular likely aimed to provoke a Gulf state into a kinetic response that would further isolate Iran diplomatically. A counter-reading is that these are independent reactive escalations driven by local dynamics. However, the timing and the confirmation of Iron Dome deployments to the UAE suggest a coordinated effort to build a regional coalition under the cover of Iranian threats, making the strategic interpretation more compelling. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for any unusual Iranian military cargo flights between Tehran, Mehrabad, and Damascus or Beirut over the next 48 hours, particularly IRs, particularly INCAIRs, particularly NGs, affiliated Puya Air or Yas Air tail numbers, acquire Maxar Worldview, 3 imagery of Bubiyan Island, Kuwait from May 3rd to May 12th to identify any visible IRGC infiltration staging points or Kuwaiti security force deployments, and monitor the Telegram channel Siberian News for any claim of responsibility or operational details regarding the foiled IRGC infiltration in Kuwait, noting posting, cadence, and language shifts. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the US will announce a new round of sanctions targeting Iranian oil networks, specifically naming entities in Hong Kong, the UAE, and Oman. By May 15th, Hezbollah will launch at least 3 more loitering drone or glider attacks on IDF positions in southern Lebanon, and the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 19th with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, the IRGC will conduct a retaliatory cyber attack on Kuwaiti critical infrastructure, likely targeting oil or financial systems, though with low confidence. By May 16th, the IDF will expand ground operations to a second axis north of the Litani River, engaging Hezbollah in a new sector. And within 24 hours, a US MQ-9 Reaper will be shot down by Iranian air defenses over the Strait of Hormuz, prompting a limited US strike on an IRGC naval facility with low confidence. That concludes this psych trap. For more, visit citroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_citraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.